Welcome to Duo Chat with Brittany and Cynthia, where we talk about drama shows from shows ranging from the 90s to today.
Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Cynthia.
And today we're talking about Season 4, Episode 19, titled Late. Air date April 25th, 2001, and the synopsis is...
Yale throws a baby shower, or name shower, to try and think of a name for the baby. Zoe realizes she could be pregnant, and Pacey is nowhere to be found. After a series of false alarms, Gail finally goes into labor. While Dawson awaits for the arrival of his new sibling, he and Gretchen wonder what their future holds when she considers an out-of-town job. Meanwhile, Jack faces an unexpected situation when he learns that Toby has fallen victim to a hate crime and wants to keep it to himself.
So I'm happy to see Jack.
Yeah.
I missed him.
Me too.
See, I don't like when everyone's not in it. Because I really think he would have been good the last episode, but, you know, he was good this episode too. But, you know, Jack usually is, so.
Yeah, so Mitch and Gail are going to go on their last date before the baby, or at least they think so, until Gail comes down the stairs telling Mitch that the baby's coming.
Well,
And then Gail's...
first she was like, we gotta go. And he's like, I know.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, like to the hospital.
Yeah, so they go through the list of things for the bag as they get to the car. Gail says she's having a baby, not going to in a coma, when Mitch says that he's got Kenny G and John Tesh for the birthing music. I don't know any of these people. Well, maybe Kenny G, but and then Gretch also gave Mitch her lip balm when he forgot to pack it
Gretch.
for Gail's.
You
What did
said
I say?
Gretch.
Yeah, sure, for Gretchen, yeah. Yeah, so Gretchen gave Mitch her lip balm for Gail. Did you see that? Right out of her pocket?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, so then they take off in the car. And then after the theme song, we find out that Gail was apparently just having the Braxton Hicks. So false alarm. And then it was funny how Gail asked the doctor if she was using the right ruler when she said that she was only one centimeter dilated. And then, you know, they say that if the baby doesn't arrive in the next few days, they'll induce her and are ready to have an emergency C-section. And then the doctor suggests that Gail and Mitch talk to the baby and ask for the name, but Mitch says they haven't found one yet. So the doctor writes
And
a prescription.
I did love when the doctor wrote the prescription that said, name the baby.
Yeah. And
I
then
don't know.
What?
Just another boring episode.
Well, that was funny with the baby stuff.
I didn't. I was just, nothing was really happening again.
Yeah, I mean, it was more interesting than the last one for me. Is that tutoring? Jack is shown up late, so Toby calls him out on it, and Will interrupts them both by saying that he
Now,
just wants to pass the fourth grade.
I'm actually surprised that Jack is still tutoring. Just
Yeah.
because, well, just because they like to say somebody's, you know, they like to bring up a storyline and then shut it down the next episode. And
Yeah,
it's nice that Jack is actually continuing to do this.
Yeah, if they would have shut it down, then we really, really have no episode here. And then,
Yeah, but were you happy that it happened to Toby, who's not a main character? Like, I thought it was a little weird that, like, the mugging and stuff happened to a guest character
No.
and not a main character.
No, it still made sense to me.
I know, but I don't care about Toby. I mean, I didn't like what happened to him, but, you know, it's like Jack's the main character. I mean, of the storyline. And he's just comforting. That's all.
And then Joey calls Pacey, but gets voicemail. He's on a fishing trip with Doug. And Bess wants Joey to help her with the gift that she has for Gail, but Joey leaves to go to Pacey's. And
Okay,
then,
so I didn't like Gretchen.
Okay.
Well, because she was like, telling Joey, like, whatever is going on in your life right now, you need to just keep it to yourself and not involve Pacey because Pacey needs to deal with Pacey. And that's all he can worry about right now. And I'm like, that is so messed up.
I didn't see her as doing that because she was.
Yes, because when Joey was like, I need to talk to Pacey, she was like, listen, Pacey can only deal with himself right now. He can't deal with your problems. She said that to her. And that's when I was like, Gretchen, they're in a relationship. Shut up.
Well, she didn't know what was going on either, so.
Yeah, well, then she said that, oh, I'll have Pacey call you, like, if I get a hold of him. And I was like, nah, I don't think you'll call him and let him know that he needs to talk to Joey because you don't want Joey to talk to him.
I thought she said if Pacey called her, she let her know.
Yeah, well, I know, but I don't think that she would let Pacey know.
Well, she does eventually in this episode because he does call her
Isn't
back.
she's, yeah, at the very end.
Yeah,
But it's
because.
just stupid. Like, I just didn't like it and care for it. I was like, she needs her boyfriend. So shut up, Gretchen. Like, you would be in the same position if it was Dawson. Like, you would want to talk to him.
Yeah, well, once Gretchen knew what was going on with Joey, she was, helping her out,
Yeah,
giving
well, at
advice
that,
and.
no, but at that point, when she said that she was late, at that point, it already went south to even try to comfort Joey because you already just slapped that in her face. So there was no point of doing that.
Joey did go back to Gretchen to talk to her, though.
Yeah, eventually, be only because she couldn't talk to Bess because her and Bess got into it.
Which was
That's
no
the only,
surprise.
but that's the only reason why she went back to Gretchen. But I'm saying in this scene between the two, Gretchen had already opened her big mouth and said that to Joey. So Joey's like, there's no point. And then left. So yeah, I felt bad for Joey because she needs someone to talk to. She can't talk to Pacey because he's nowhere to be found. And, Gretchen's not really helping the situation. So, I mean, who's she supposed to talk to? You would think her sister, but her sister was being a too.
Yeah, well, Pacey was avoiding Joey, so Gretchen was just trying to make sure that he had his space that he needed for whatever he was doing with Doug. So,
Do you really think that Pacey and Doug were together?
yeah, because that's what Gretchen says at the end
That's
after
what
his.
she may say, but I don't know where they really. They don't seem like the two, though, just hang out together.
Yeah, I know, but that's what Gretchen said at the end. And then Gretchen tells Dawson about her interview for the magazine, the Cambridge magazine in Boston, and how she,
Well, and the other thing about Gretchen is I didn't like that she said to Dawson, like, when they finally bring up their situation of how they're not going to be together in the same city. She was like, well, you can just come with me. Why would Dawson go with you? He's going to California.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like because when he brings up, her going to California, it's like, if you're not planning, if you don't want to go to California, then why would you make him come to Boston? He's not going to. And also, Dawson's going to college. So I don't really understand how he never put that in his head about this relationship.
What
Like,
do you mean?
he's going to college in California. He really thought she was just gonna, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, eventually you're going to have a long distance relationship or you're going to break up because that's it. You're leaving too.
Yeah, because that was his worry at the beginning when they first got together that they would be going their separate ways
Well, they
by the end of
are.
the year. Yeah, so it's just a reality now.
Everybody's going their separate ways. I mean, besides Jack and Jen, because they're going together, but Pacey and Joey, they're going, he's staying in Capeside because he's not going to college and she's going away. I mean, everyone's going their separate ways. Like, Dawson didn't get through his head as he was growing closer and closer to her.
Yeah, may he just forgot because he was so into the relationship. And then Jack volunteers to stay behind to make sure Will's mom picks him up and close up the place wherever they take
Oh,
during
but
that.
no, but like about Dawson though, where did he think Gretchen was going to go if she wasn't going to California with him?
I
Because
don't
he
know.
says, I never thought she'd go to California. Like, I knew she wasn't going to go to California. Where'd you think she was going to go?
Maybe stay in Capeside.
Okay, but you would still have a long distance relationship. That's my point is either way, wherever she goes and wherever you go, it's going to be long distance. So that's what I didn't understand about him. But anyway, yeah, go ahead, talk about that.
Well, the next scene, Toby goes to the bus stop where he briefly makes small talk with the man, and then we just see the man stand up and then cuts off, and then we go to Joey, who goes to Pacey's, but Gretchen, yeah, like you said, Gretchen says that he'll call her when he gets back, and
Yeah,
you
we
can
didn't talk
tell
about that.
Gretchen's keeping something from her about Pacey
Well, okay. Yeah, we talked about that.
and how Doug took him on the trip to show him and training him out for the future after his drunken arrest.
Okay. Gail and Mitch. I mean, they were actually funny in this episode. And I know like Dawson like kind of brought up like, oh, like you've done this before, but it's like Dawson, they did it 18 years ago. Like it's new to them because it's been 18 years. But then who was throwing the naming party?
I guess just Gail herself.
She was throwing her own. I thought maybe Dawson was throwing it.
No, just because he's a
Because he
guy.
kind of, because he invited Gretchen and stuff.
Yeah, just because it's a woman's thing, so he just had, Gretchen go. It's another support for Gail.
But then it was funny though because Grams was like, you two aren't staying, to Mitch and Dawson. And Gail's like, yeah, well, we're not really a
Traditional
traditional
family.
family. I mean, I thought it would have been more funny if they would have stayed.
I mean, they kind of did. They were just in the treehouse, like right above them, so.
Yeah, where they talk about being a father. And how, like, you don't really have the love or bond like the mother does because you can't do anything. I mean, I thought the treehouse one was cute because, again, we don't really see Mitch and Dawson bonding. So I thought that was nice to see.
Yeah. But did you see Joey's face when she hugged Gail and looked at her stomach, thinking that might be her future soon?
I thought it'd be cute if it was.
And then Jack shows up to tutoring where he sees the kids in complete chaos, and Will says that he hasn't seen or heard from Toby. And then Graham uses that old wives' tale way to find out the gender of the baby, using a ring and string, it looked like.
Now, do you think she was moving around? Because obviously Gail wasn't really pregnant.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, that's obviously a fake stomach. So to do the actual wise tale, I'm sure she had to move it around a little bit to make it look like this whole thing's real.
Because she didn't
But,
say what it was either.
well, she just said it's what you want it to be. And
Exactly.
then Gail gets all happy. I was like, okay.
And I was surprised how everyone was giving Gail like the names that they wanted for their kids instead of coming up with like names that they think would be good for Gail's baby.
I mean, but they were all cute names.
Most of them, yeah.
Okay, I meant the girl names.
Yeah, because Bess said a boy would be Satchel. I think it was like a sports person, like player of some kind.
I didn't like any of the boy names. I was not a fan of those, but the girl names are cute. I know, like, if you look at like the top girl names, those are usually on the list. Like Sophia, Isabella. Those names.
Yeah.
So what did you like when, or did you like when Graham said Rose?
I mean, that's pretty much a typical one, but that
Yeah,
was,
but that's more like the older generation.
yeah.
But Lily is also a flower. He
Yeah.
sells rose, so it's like, huh, it's not too far off of what they named her. And then Joey, hecky, I couldn't find a name.
Right. So she gives Yael a necklace that Dawson had given her some time back, I guess. I don't really kind of
Pointless.
see, yeah, how what that was about.
Besides Gail saying, oh, Dawson would love that. And it's like, huh? Not about Dawson.
Yeah. And then Bess talks about the story of her and Joey's mom and how she was in labor for 34 hours until Joey came out. Just because their mom called her name.
Then she was describing Joey.
And then Jack goes to see
Well,
Toby.
but I do, but did you see Gail though? Like, it put like a thing in her head of like trying to think of the baby's name.
No, I didn't see that.
Because she had a look on her face after Bess said, Joey came, because she kept saying Josephine. And so Gail's head kind of like went, huh. And so then she started thinking. So then in her head, she must have been saying the baby's name. You know what I mean? Because then the baby arrived.
Yeah.
Oh, what scene were you going to talk about? Are you talking? Oh, let's talk about when
Oh,
Jack goes to
Jack,
see Toby. Yeah. And
yeah.
then Toby says that he's sick. And Jack's like, you don't sound sick.
Yeah, so Jack keeps knocking until Toby opens the door. And then Toby lies and says that he got mugged. And Jack asks if he told the cops, and he doesn't want to tell them, and just closes the door on Jack.
Which is weird because, and like Jack says, when we first met Toby, he was all into like being an advocate and everything and trying to change the world. And then here he is hiding.
Yeah, especially when
But,
after yeah Jack found out what really happened.
well, and I think too, like, I mean, like, obviously, him being an advocate, it's because he is gay, but also he's never had anything like that happen until now. So it's like, it's one thing to be like, yeah, I support this. But then when it happens to you, it's like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of throws you off for a second. And maybe that's how Toby felt. You know what I mean? Plus, too, he also knows, I think, too, being an advocate, that maybe he thinks the police aren't going to be on his side, and
Maybe, yeah.
they won't take it seriously. Well, you have to think too, like, especially back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now, I think they might take it a little bit seriously. I hope so. But I don't know about back then.
Right. And then what didn't make sense during Bess and Joey's argument, once Bess figures out what's going on, is that she says that Joey is going to be just like her and their mom, have the same life as them. So that made it seem like Joey and Bess's mom had Bess when she was young. But we know that Bess did not have Alexander when she was young. She was already in her 20s. So it just made it seem like Bess was telling Joey she's going to end up stuck in Capeside with baby and being young and everything.
Yeah, but she was only stuck in Capeside because of Joey.
I know, just baby wise, it seemed like that's what it made it out to be, that it was being a mom was the reason why she was stuck in Capeside.
Well, and that's what I mean is it, yeah, it didn't make sense because Bess was stuck because of Joey. But also, she could have moved anywhere, but she was also 20 something. She just moved back home to raise Joey. So, and that's the reason why she never got out, was because she had to take care of Joey. And then she got pregnant, where their mom must have been young and had her.
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, Bess didn't because their mom died. But also, it's different because it's Joey and Pacey because she is thinking bigger. Like she would take the baby wherever she goes. Like she wouldn't, if she doesn't want to stay in Capeside, she's not going to stay in Capeside. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, and obviously Pacey would go wherever she goes. Like it's a different situation, I feel like.
Yeah, but
Because Pacey doesn't have to stay in Capeside. He can go wherever she goes. He's just not going to go to college there. But he can still start a life wherever. Do you know what I
Why didn't
mean?
yeah. Well, I didn't like it when Bess told Joey that at least she had someone who knows how to take care of himself and a family.
I didn't either. I was like, what? Oh.
Because first of all, Pacey is a lot younger than Bodhi. And then we didn't even see Bodhi for most of this series. So I don't know if that would really be considering taking care of his family, yeah, financially wise, but not like being physically there
But
to be
also,
with his family.
but also, if this was true, okay, if it came out that Joey was pregnant, I wholeheartedly believe Pacey would step up and take care of the baby. There is no doubt in my mind that he wouldn't get a job, and I mean, he's had a job. He would get a job. He would take care of the baby. He would take care of Joey because he loves her. He would move across the world with her. There is no doubt in my mind that that's what would happen. Do you know what I mean? Because Pacey knows how to take care of others. He just doesn't know how to take care of himself. And because of that, he would step up and do the right thing. This is what I don't agree with, is Pacey would be a deadbeat dad. He would not be. I think he'd be a great father
Yeah, me
because
too.
he knows how to take care of others. He puts everyone first. He just puts himself last. That's all. Do you know what I
And while the,
mean?
yeah.
Well, think about it. Those people, those de like the deadbeats put themselves first. That's not right. When you have a kid, that kid comes first. And in Pacey's situation, I full-heartedly believe that the baby would come first.
Yeah.
Don't you
And then
think so? Plus, I feel like if, plus, I feel like it would grow Pacey up if there was a baby. Because he wouldn't want the baby to grow up like he did, you know, unloved. So he would do everything in his power to change that. And that's why that's what would make him a great father.
And then while they're talking, Gil goes into labor finally. And then when they get to the hospital, Gil says she wants drugs, and Mitch says, me too.
Oh, that, yeah, I did think that was funny. He goes, me too. I was like, oh, Mitch, it's not about you. Here we
And then
go.
Jack.
Here you go. Your wife is in labor. She's in all kinds of pain. It ain't about you, Mitch.
And then Jack goes to tell Jen about what happened to Toby. And Jen's like, that boy's in love. And Jack's like, that boy's on crutches. So Jack explains what happened, that he got attacked for being gay. So it was a hate crime. And they talk it out. And because at first, Jack wasn't going to do anything either until Jen, said, like, what if it was her that got hurt,
Well, then he goes, it's different. No.
Yeah.
But also, okay, so when Jack finally does the right thing, which is get the cop involved, Toby was, you know, confronted Jack and was like, you know, if this would have, you know, it's different because it happened to me. Like, why you're so involved and like you're realizing now that it was a hate crime. And then Jack was like, well, better late than never. I was like, oh, Jack. But also, I feel like if this would have happened to Jack, because remember, Jack said, if I would have walked out a couple minutes, you know, earlier, it would have been me. I don't think Jack would have called the cops if it was himself, like he wants Toby to do. I think he would have hid, like, Toby did.
Yeah,
Because
maybe, yeah.
remember, Jack doesn't want to get involved in any gay rights. He doesn't. He avoids it at all costs because he tries to act like he's not gay. And, you know, that's what Toby has always had an issue with. And that's why I feel like if the roles were reversed, Jack would do the same thing. He would hide out. But it's because it didn't happen to him is why he's okay with confronting the issue, which is get the cops involved and actually bring this to light. And so maybe it was a good thing it didn't happen to him because he probably would have hid, you know?
Yeah.
But I do feel like if it did happen to him, then it would have been roles would be reversed and Toby would be the one that would help him through it. You know what I mean? He would have done what Jack's doing.
Yeah, I thought it was, but that was cute at the end when Jack starts seeing how they can relate to each other when it comes to their sexuality, and he said that he's a Toby activist. Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, but then he said, Jack said something about like this is what friends do, and I was like, Jack's on this whole friend thing again. Because remember, he was like, oh, nothing can ever happen. We're just going to be friends.
Yeah. And then Gretchen gives Dawson a reason why they didn't sleep together that one night on the beach, and she said that getting closer would make things more painful, and how she can't open herself up just like that to be left, which I
But
get, but
do you agree with that? Because remember, she was just crying in the last episode.
yeah, I feel like that's part of the reason, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't really think that that's the reason why. I think if Dawson didn't open his mouth about Joey, then she would have went through with it. Like, I don't believe it's because they're going in different directions. Because that episode, they weren't really talking about going in different directions. But this episode, it's like full blown. They are talking about it. And then it was weird because Dawson talks to Joey about, oh, have you and Pacey talked about the future? And she was like, no. Then he
And
was
then
like,
she
well, then he was like, his advice, blame, you really should.
Maybe it's because too Gretchen is older than Dawson, so she's kind of on a different level than he is. But then they find out that it's another false alarm for Gail again. I don't know how
And
many times they've.
then Mitch is just like, this baby is never coming.
Yeah.
It's like, well, the baby has to come eventually, Mitch. Which hasn't it been days now? And didn't the doctor say within a couple of days or something, if the baby doesn't come, then they're going to induce her?
Right.
I feel like it's been because they've had the party. I feel like it's been a couple of days now that, you know, they would have to induce her by now.
Maybe, yeah. And then, well, I did like when Joey did go over to see Gretchen. Gretchen did say that Pacey's great
Yeah.
with handling kids, so he would be a good dad, so
He would
that
be, but
helped
also
Joey.
she finally opens up to Joey that she miscarried.
Yeah. And
Oh,
Joey
but
says,
then, oh,
yeah,
go ahead.
I say Joey that tells Gretchen she did well for herself. She's working, she's with Dawson, and if Dawson's going to Boston with her, but then Joey says, that Dawson would lasso the moon for her, and Joey says to not shut him out of her life, and no matter what happens, she can never forget him.
So I like when Bess and Joey kind of confront each other.
Oh yeah, when she gets back the next morning, because
Yeah.
Joey spent the night at
So
Gretchen's.
yeah, so she spent the night at Gretchen's, right? And so I did like how Bess had the pregnancy test.
Oh yeah, she was finally
It
being
was,
supportive.
yeah, she was finally being once she finally got over herself and put Joey first.
Yeah.
And she was finally there for her sister. And then it was funny though, and she's like, I hated you when you were born.
Yeah, and she even pushed her out of her crib when she was a baby.
Well, and then it was, yeah, that was funny though, because Joey goes, did you drop me on my head? Because that would explain a lot.
Yeah, and Joey just tells Bess that she did take care, did, take care of Joey on her own, and Alexander too.
Well, because she she told Bess that, you didn't like me because, you knew you would have to take care of me.
Yeah.
And you've done a good job, and you've also taken care of Alexander. And I'm like, well, she kind of has to take care of Alexander.
Yeah.
But she did say, Joey did say, like, you didn't have to. Like, others would have just ran.
Yeah, I mean, she could have even given up Joey for adoption, so.
Yeah, because clearly there was no other relatives besides Bess.
And then Joey finally takes a test and it's negative.
Which, if she would have just taken the test from the start, all of this could have been sorted
Yep.
out, and no, and it wouldn't. She wouldn't have had to tell Bess. She wouldn't have had to get into it with Bess or Gretchen if she would have just taken the test.
Yep, just gave her more anxiety herself.
No, and then she just got everybody else involved. Just take the test, Joey.
Yeah.
It's like, did you really need Pacey to hold your hand taking the test? Just take the test.
Right. And then Dawson goes into the waiting area at the hospital,
And it's funny though,
because
because he was waiting there all night and all day.
Yeah, because he's worried about his mom and Joey follows. And then he was talking about how not too long ago he was in the hospital waiting for Mr. Brooks to die, and now he's waiting for his sister to be born.
Well, he said the baby.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it's a girl yet.
Yeah, I was just summarizing it for myself, yeah.
Okay, but it was cute when the baby was born. And her name is Lillian,
Yeah.
which we learned that that's also Joey's mom's name.
Yeah, and that Yale knew her and loved her like they were friends. So that's kind of out of the blue. I mean,
Don't believe it.
it would also make sense why she felt so, close to Joey, like a daughter, if that was her
No.
friend's kid. I mean, if
No,
they had
because
mentioned it before.
no, but like Dawson and Joey were best friends, so I'm sure they always
Yeah,
act
that
like
too.
they've seen Joey every day. So that's why she would be a part of their family.
Yeah, I know that too.
It
I'm just
doesn't
saying.
mean, yeah, but it doesn't mean that the moms have to be best friends, and the moms weren't. They met when the kids were seven.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying, like, if they wanted to add that at the last second. And then, yeah, so Gail did the same thing that Joey's mom did to get the baby out. I thought it was sweet when Dawson was holding her and Joey touches her too as he holds her.
I kind of thought it was weird that Dawson would be holding the baby when everybody's in the room. I just felt like that's a moment between Dawson, his parents, and the new baby. I didn't really feel like everybody needed to be in the room for that.
Yeah, I
Like,
don't know.
if it was me, I would just want to be in there with my parents and my baby sister. I wouldn't want my friends and their grandma, and yeah, it just is too many people. Like, I get they're all part of the cast, but let this just be like a Leary family moment, not a cast moment. You know what I, and yes, Joey could have been in there for support because she's part of the family, but I didn't really feel like Grams and Jen needed to be there. They could have seen the baby after Dawson
Yeah.
had met her, Like, again, what if you wanted to sit there and have this really special moment with the baby and everyone standing there?
Right.
What if he wanted to sit and talk to his new little sister? Like, it'd have been kind of weird. Like, it's just a private family moment, I feel like. So I definitely would not have wrote that way.
Yeah.
It should have been, if they wanted to put everybody in, it should have been like everybody has met the baby, or, as in the parents and Dawson.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then Pacey calls Joey. And it was like, oh, yeah, Gretchen told me I needed to call you.
Now, did it look like he was in a garage of some kind?
I don't know.
It was hard to tell, but obviously he wasn't fishing. He was with Doug, but not fishing. And then,
I
Joey
still
says
don't know
this.
if he was with Doug.
Yeah. And Joey says that it was, she had a problem, but now she was wrong and
Well, yeah, and then
it's
he's like,
nothing to
well, what was
worry
your
about.
problem? And she was like, nothing, just, you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
But then it was really okay. Then it was really weird because, like, he says he misses her. She says she misses him. And then she hangs up the phone. She doesn't even say bye.
Yeah.
I
I
was
mean,
like,
that
what's
happens a lot on
up with
shows.
this?
Yeah, they do a lot on shows.
I know, but I felt like, I don't know, I kind of felt like the scene was going to go out with them just just being on the phone without talking. But then she didn't hang up the phone, and I was like, what?
Yeah, they could have ended it that way.
Yes, I
Did
thought it
they?
was going to be like a cute little awkward. They end it like they're just not speaking, but they're on the phone. What? Why she got hang up the phone?
I don't know, but they guess they wanted Gretchen and Dawson to end it because Gretchen apparently didn't take the train to go to New York for her interview. Instead, she's at Dawson's, and she said there's always a next one, and then they kiss, and they sarcastically say that they've broken up and just kiss again. So I guess Gretchen's staying around a little bit longer. It's a little hard to tell. Like,
For what, the
is she,
next episode?
yeah, like, is she going to the interview or what?
Well, and this was aired in April, the end of April. Well, I guess she's gonna stay for the end of the season. Because
Yeah.
it's
This is
already
like,
episode 19, so there's 23. I guess she's gonna stay till the end.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, she has been in like every episode of season four, so. One thing, did you notice that when Jack went to see Jen, that she was knitting? I was like, she's been spending a little bit too much time with Grams. Well, remember she wasn't into all that at the beginning?
Yeah.
And now it's like that's her only friend is Grams. So anyway, all right, so yeah, that was the episode. What's
Highs
your
and
high
lows.
and low?
My high would be when Lillian was finally born after so long. Oh wait, we did skip one scene that was funny when it was time and Mitch didn't believe it was for real because he was looking at the TV. And that's when Gail grabbed him by the ear to get off the couch.
Yeah, and then he said, ow, and she's like, don't even talk about pain.
Yeah, so
That's what
yeah,
I
we picked out
mean.
the one.
That's what I mean. Men need to be quiet when the woman is having a baby. Because, first of all, it's not about you. And secondly, they are in so much pain. So shut it.
Yeah.
You don't get to talk about pain.
Yeah, so and then my low would be Toby getting beat. And what's yours?
Yeah, my low would be Toby getting beat up. And then my high would be Dawson finally holding his baby sister. Because I never thought that he would put anybody before himself. And this whole episode, he was all worried about the baby and his mom and stuff. So that was cute.
And then I would rate this like a 7.
Oh, I was going to say seven too. Not much happened. And then what? Who's your best and worst?
My best is Gretchen, just because once she knew what was going on with Joey, she tried to be there for her. And then the worst is best for being the opposite and just, thinking the worst of Pacey and thinking, Joey can't handle this on her own and it's going to be a mistake and everything like that. So, and yours?
So for my best, I picked Jack
Yeah.
because he did get involved and try to help Toby. And I mean, he brought the cop to him.
Yeah.
Which I mean, because it was how many days have gone by since he got beat up?
Maybe two.
And the fact that the cop actually went with Jack and actually listened and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like they would have just been like, hey, you just got to get him to the police station to
Right.
file a report. Instead, like this cop was going with Jack to go see Toby,
Yeah.
which I don't know how often they do that.
Right.
But anyway, so that was nice for Jack to actually be worried and get involved. And then the worst, I picked Gretchen.
Why?
Because I didn't like the way she reacted to Joey. Because, like, I get you're protecting your brother, but at the same time, your brother got himself in this. Sorry, but when you're pregnant, there are two people. She didn't get herself pregnant.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Gretchen should know she went through it. So she should have been a little bit more understanding.
Yeah, I think she
And
was.
And well, not at the beginning. And so I judged
After
her
she
from
knew
the
what was going on.
beginning.
Yeah.
But I judged her from the beginning. And then to say that whatever's, like whatever your problem is, to don't worry Pacey, bullcrap, worry him. Like he's a part of this. And also, like, okay, when it came to Bess, like I didn't like what Bess did either, how she reacted, but she was only reacting the way she probably felt when she was pregnant. Because clearly she didn't have the best partner to get through life with. And she just assumed Pacey would be the same way. When we all know Pacey wouldn't. At least the Pacey fans don't think that way. The Dawson fans, I'm sure, think he would be a deadbeat. But yeah, so I mean, Bess is just going off of her own experience and, thinking, bad about the situation. But she does have that sweet sister or that sweet sister moment, so I give her credit for that. But also, I mean, when it came for Gretchen, she wanted Dawson to go with her to Boston. Like, come on now, Dawson's future is in California. It's not with you in Boston.
Yeah, she
Like,
knows what's.
what's he gonna do in Boston? Again, it's not about you at this point. Put Dawson first. If that's, you're the adult.
Yeah, she knows how much school means to Dawson, so she should know better.
No, she knows how much film means to Dawson.
Yeah, both, yeah.
So it's just like, it just doesn't make any sense that she would tell him to go to Boston when he wasn't pressuring her to go to California. You know what I mean? And again, she's the adult in this situation. She should never have put that in his mind. So anyway, yeah, I didn't like that she was just being that way with everybody, kind of, So yeah, that's why she was the worst for me. And then what's the next episode?
Episode 20, Promicide.
What is it?
Promicide.
Oh, okay.
Like the death of a prom.
It's definitely the death of a prom. All right, thanks for listening.
Yeah, but we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Duo Chat. If you want to chime in with your opinion about the episode and the show we discussed, you can email us at duochatpodcast@gmail.com. And to keep up with updates about the podcast, you can follow us at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Duo Chat Podcast. And give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We would really appreciate it.